So maybe part of the problem is that people know at some level that sports is their entertainment, sports is their opportunity to escape, and when somebody takes away that entertainment, when it's not fun anymore, that person becomes the source of, becomes the goat himself.
Absolutely. You know, it's another thing we teach our clients as well, is that you've got to be willing to just sort of turn your back on public attention. If you know, there's the old adage, the higher up you go the flagpole, the more your rear end is going to show. And you've got to be willing to endure criticism and really just not pay it any attention. And that is a very difficult lesson to learn, because we become, you know, our sports figures, our public figures, you know, are always in the limelight. But if you read the things that they write in the newspaper about you, you know, you're putting yourself at the mercy of somebody else's opinion, of the sports writer, of the media, of the fans, whoever. But you're not taking control of your life. So go back to what I said at the beginning of the program, where the only thing you have control of in your life is your own attitude, your effort, and your preparation. So, you know, I'd recommend to a guy who's getting torn down by the media, who's being vilified, is just don't read the sports pages. Don't read what they're writing about you. You do what you know you can do. If you're a professional baseball player or an NBA executive, you've gotten to where you are today because you're really good, because you're good at what you do, and you're better than most other people in this country. So get back to focusing on those things that got you where you are, and continue to focus on the process. Focus on those things that you do well, and continue to do that, and just ignore the outside pressure. It's a lot easier said than done, and that's why there's a need for people like you and me to keep talking about this.